Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast on thesportsvirus.com, featuring Giants players like all-star catcher Buster Posey.
It's about, you know, just going out and trying to have passion for the game that I've loved since I was a kid.
Giants third baseman Matt Duffy joins us each homestand.
I think when I'm going best is when I'm just staying short, trying to hit the ball right back up the middle and seeing it well.
And San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea is our regular guest, too.
Bumgarner is a god, isn't he? He does all these things that no other humans do.
Inside China Basin is brought to you by TPC Harding Park, the only public golf course in San Francisco offering golfers the opportunity to play where the pros play. Today's guest is Matt Vasgersian from MLB Network and Fox. Matt, before we start talking about the Giants, how about you coming back to the Bay Area? How much do you look forward to this? You're a Bay Area guy, and you come out here, and AT&T Park got to be a great place for you to broadcast.
It's the highlight of the year for me and a lot of people when you can get games in the Bay Area, especially in this ballpark. I mean, you get here well in advance of first pitch and just kind of sit down and take a look around, and you say to yourself, I could either be here for the next 6 to 10 hours, or I could be in a windowless studio in Secaucus, New Jersey, you know, inventing things to say at 7 o'clock in the morning. I'll take A.
You've done a lot of things in your career. I mean, you started as a play-by-play guy in the minors, and then you make it up to the major leagues. And now you've got that mix. How much do you enjoy that? You mentioned the morning show on MLB Network, but you also get to do a lot of play-by-play.
Yeah, I'm pretty lucky, honestly. I mean, a lot of people say that and give it a little lip service, but I do consider myself very lucky to be able to work in the game I love in different capacities, get to the ballpark, to have some experiences, some face-to-face with people, some accountability, and put your own eyes on the product, and then to be in the studio in the mornings and kind of recap every night and still stay involved in the schedule and work with people that I really enjoy spending time with. It's an awesome balance.
There's been a lot to think about in baseball lately. You had that war going on between the Blue Jays and the Rangers. So what were your thoughts about it? You know, with the new rule in place at second base, you would think you're not going to slide that hard in there. And Batista only gets one game for that. What did you think about the whole scenario and also the punishment that was doled out?
You know, it's fun. We were just talking about this. It's like the talking point that won't go away. I had some pretty strong thoughts about it, actually. I feel like the Rangers kind of got caught. They wanted to deliver this thing before their season series came to an end. They knew it was their last chance to do it. It was very unfortunate that it had to be executed by a guy who had been in the big leagues for about an hour and a half, who as a former number one overall draft choice that had been to prison, that's been through substance abuse issues, he was put in that difficult spot to have to do it, even though he had nothing to do with the dialogue as it occurred last year in the postseason. It reminded me a lot of when Sean Estes had to deliver the code red to Roger Clemens from something that happened 2 years earlier, of which Sean wasn't even a part of.
He missed him.
He missed him. He threw the breaking ball behind his back. So that struck me as odd. In terms of the punishments, I didn't think Jose Bautista's actions merited a single game. I think he was the clear victim in this. Rougned Odor was the aggressor, and 8 to 10 games was probably about right for him. He got 8. But I thought that Bautista, unfortunately, who's now been cartooned because of this quote-unquote punch that landed clean on his face, by the way, did not knock him down. He was the victim. I think Odor was the bad guy in this thing. That's one man's opinion. I know the Rangers will talk circles about protecting Rougned Odor and defending him, and he's our guy. He plays with a lot of heart and fight, and, you know, there's a line between that and then being a guy who's going to take a couple of cheap shots every once in a while, and I'm not sure where he is yet.
Well, it seems like baseball, you know, Major League Baseball wants to make the game of baseball a non-contact sport in some ways. You had the Buster Posey rule. You've got the rule at second base. You don't really want hitters getting hit. And I don't want to see players get injured, but is the game maybe changing too quickly? You know, you're not allowed to do some things, and some of those old school guys still want to do those things.
Yeah, I mean, the second base rule has gotten a lot of discussion. But like anything in this game, when there's any change, whether it's to protect a player or even a change that would make a player more vulnerable, even though we haven't seen that kind of thing, it's going to generate conversation. And it's good. I think it's a backhanded compliment in a way that these rules changes draw so much attention because it means people care. Everybody has a thought on it one way or another. Look, the old school guys are always going to go to that when I played the game was more manly card. I mean, that's the old Goose Gossage line. The whole thing in camp with Goose Gossage and Bryce Harper and the young punky guy and the old grizzled veteran, you know, both of those exaggerations are wrong, by the way. Bryce is as much kind of quote-unquote old school as Goose may be on certain facets, and Goose isn't the old curmudgeonly guy that he made himself out to be. But you know, that opinion gap is always going to exist, and I think it's a good thing.
We'll have more with Matt Vasgersian from MLB Network in just a moment, but first, I want to tell you about my favorite golf course, TPC Harding Park in San Francisco, where you might see Giants relief pitcher George Contos.
It's a great golf course. It's very convenient for us to get there, and it's a very challenging course. If you're not in your game, you get in the rough. Rough's long there. It's a very beautiful course. They're very gracious and get us out there anytime we're able to get out there for an off day and play some golf. So, you know, just with how beautiful the course is and how challenging it can be, it's always a lot of fun getting out there and playing around.
A little reminder, join us on Tuesday, May the 24th at Keeble and Shuckett Photography at 11 a.m. San Francisco Chronicle columnist John Shea will be our special guest for our on-site podcast. That's at Keeble and Shuckett Photography, 290 California Avenue in Palo Alto on Tuesday, May the 24th at 11 a.m. Now back to the conversation with Matt Vasgersian from MLB Network and Fox. Let's talk about the Giants, since this is a Giants podcast. And, you know, you go up and down the lineup, and there's some guys that are struggling. I mean, this team might be in first place right now, but some averages are down. Buster Posey is not driving in runs the way he normally does. But I look around baseball, just looking at box scores, Matt, and I know you do that every day, and there's some big names that are struggling. I mean, Harper's hitting around 250. Troy Tulowitzki's been down around the Mendoza line. And there's some big names that are having a tough time early in the season. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. I do know that, you know, the reason you play is because you don't know how everybody's going to perform day to day, month to month, year to year. And the guys that we had penciled in as, you know, 40 home run guys might not be that. And there might be a guy that sneaks in out of nowhere across the bay, Chris Davis and Danny Valencia. Nobody really looked at those guys as having big breakout years, and it appears they're en route to that kind of season. But you're right. I think it's great, though. I love the fact that we don't know who's going to be good year to year. Otherwise, it'd be no fun to play fantasy sports. I mean, this keeps us all interested.
More with Matt Vasgersian in just a moment.
Hey, how'd you get those cool new shirts for the trade show so fast?
Access!
Who makes all that great clothing for high schools and colleges?
Access!
How do I get my company logo embroidered on some nice polo shirts?
Access Uniforms is your go-to resource for customized clothing. Just call us to find the right product, email your artwork, and your order will be on its way directly from our factory right here in Burlingame. Call Access Uniforms at 877-755-LOGO. That's 877-755-L-O-G-O.
How important do you think it is that the Cubs are so good for baseball? I mean, they have so many fans across the country. It just brings a lot of interest, and they're the best team in baseball right now, and they're really proving it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there aren't many fatal flaws on this team. And their run differential, which has been talked about a lot, they're outscoring their opponents by over 100 runs. It's one of those be careful what you wish for is because you don't win a World Series based on run differential. And the last team to win a World Series that led the league in run differential was in 1986, the 86 Mets. So there's a lot of other things that have to fall in place. Joe Maddon is as smart a guy as there is in this game, or any other for that matter. He's very aware of the burden of expectation, and the Cubs have a large burden on them right now. It's Joe's take, and it's mine too, that they're young enough to not care about that. I mean, these guys still have a pretty good time playing, and there aren't too many places on that roster where there could be a bitter old guy that blows a sour note. You know, it's guys in their early to mid-20s whose best years, frighteningly, are still way ahead of them. I mean, that's how above the curve they are. The Cubs weren't supposed to be this good this soon. Last year's team, they arrived ahead of the expectations. So it is good for baseball, to get back to your question, Joe. It's good to have that city as relevant in our game as it is with the White Sox on the other side of town. I mean, I know that fans in San Francisco don't really care about hearing about an all-L series, World Series in Chicago, but it would be kind of cool in one aspect.
Yeah, I think it would be cool. Now, when you were the broadcaster in San Diego, Jake Peavy was the ace pitcher, and Jake Peavy is really struggling right now, and there's a lot of talk about whether or not he's going to stay in this rotation. What do you think when you see Peavy? He's had maybe the one good start, another one that was acceptable, but he's really had a tough time. I mean, how do you compare it to when you were watching him as a San Diego broadcaster?
Well, I mean, Jake knows better than anybody that he's not the same guy that he was in 2007 when he won his Cy Young Award. I mean, he just isn't. He's older. He's had major physical problems. I mean, for him to come back after a detached lat, after a surgery that had never been performed on a Major League Baseball pitcher before, and pitch at the high level he's pitched at for the last, it's been 4 or 5 years since that surgery, is pretty amazing. I like the guy so much as a competitor and as a guy that he's so easy to root for. He knows that he's got to recraft himself, whether that's as a starter or as a long guy. His heart is huge. His want is big enough that if he has another bad start, if something changes in the rotation, he's going to try to help the team any way he can. I know that sounds like a cliche-ish answer, but I do believe that that's how he sees it.
Well, the Giants' rotation overall still has been really good. What do you think about the pickups? I mean, have they exceeded your expectation? When you first saw the Giants are getting Jeff Samardzija, Johnny Cueto, what did you think, and what do you think now?
I felt like they overpaid, and now I feel like they underpaid. I mean, that's how what have you done for me lately this is. Those guys have been great. I mean, look, Johnny Cueto had such a herky-jerky 4 months in Kansas City that we found ourselves questioning who he was. Like, is this the guy that dominated in Cincinnati for a period of almost 4 years? Or was this the guy who for 4 months couldn't make an adjustment to a different league and a different ballpark? It was weird. He's back to being the Johnny – I'm not going to say he's back to being the same Johnny Cueto because his strikeout totals aren't what they were in Cincinnati, but he's winning the way he did then. All the other peripheral numbers are the same, save strikeouts. For Samardzija, you know, he's coming off a season where he was statistically one of the worst right-handers in baseball in 2015. Most of us knew that wasn't really who he was, but the Giants still bought at a price – where that 2015 didn't exist. Like, those numbers would have made sense after his 2014 season. They felt pretty comfortable about who Jeff was, and they thought that 2015 was a statistical outlier, which it looks like it was. And he's been awesome. Look, you come here, you pitch for Bruce Bochy and Dave Rigetti, you play half your games at AT&T Park, and things should be pretty good for you. And I know that there's a list of potential free agents that look at this place the same way, which is interesting. I can't think of too many free agent pitchers who didn't sign here based on other offers outside of John Lester.
Right.
Those guys made great decisions, and it looks like the Giants made great buys.
As we finish up, a guy who's probably really underpaid is Madison Bumgarner. And you know, the one concern I have, Matt, about him, the last game, it kind of showed. I mean, every once in a while, he gets that temper going, and I think maybe it helps him. He said something about how he needs to be pissed off to pitch well. But at the same time, you don't want your ace getting thrown out of a game early, any game really, during the year. He seems to kind of pick on something that he wants to get upset about, and then the bench is clear. So how do you look at that kind of intensity from Mad Bum?
I look, it's nothing but good for me. It's absolutely everything you want. He's what you want. I don't think there's anything about that guy's portfolio that would have me think twice about making him one of the highest paid pitchers in baseball. His physical makeup, his stuff, his, again, I'll use the same terms as I did for Jake, his want and his kind of competitive nature. I mean, he's still the same guy that dominated in the postseason and completely shut down the Royals 2 years ago to win a World Series. He's the same. He's not like normal people. I mean, he's one of those guys that you want, and I'm sure the Giants recognize that. I'm sure they'll recognize that financially, and I'm sure whatever happens to keep him here, and I do believe he'll stay here, will reflect that.
All right, Matt, hey, thanks a lot for the time. By the way, every time I was living back east, I always felt like my heart was in California. Do you feel like that? I mean, you live back east, you're enjoying yourself, but, I mean, there's something about the West Coast, right?
Yeah, I mean, I still have my San Diego cell phone zip code. All my screensavers are Bay Area sports teams. Like, yeah, I'm still here. I'm in my, you know, with radio and media and digital media being what it is in particular, you can pretty much still live as a Bay Area native anywhere in the world, as I am choosing to do.
All right, Matt. Hey, thanks a lot. Good luck this season.
Thanks, Joe.
That's Matt Vasgersian from MLB Network and Fox Sports. Join us again on Tuesday. We'll have an on-site podcast at Keeble & Shuckett Photography, 290 California Avenue in Palo Alto at 11 a.m. I'll be joined by John Shea from the San Francisco Chronicle to talk Giants baseball. You can show up there, receive a free t-shirt from thesportsvirus.com. Ask some Giants questions. All happening on Tuesday at 11 a.m. at Keeble and Shuckett Photography, 290 California Avenue in Palo Alto. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin on thesportsvirus.com.